Welcome to our service for the fourth Sunday of Easter. We continue to reflect this week on the theme of Christ, the Good Shepherd, and the Church, his flock. Our first hymn is really made up of extracts from two hymns. In English, Amazing Grace, and in Welsh, Peregrin oedd mewn anial dir, a pilgrim am I in a desert land. There is a translation of all the Welsh words on your service sheet.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Many were baptized and were added to the community. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is taken from St. John's Gospel, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
As he follows me, goodness will lead me home, and I will trust in you,
and I will trust
in you.
Our readers this morning were my wife, Jane, and Andrew. He's the church warden at Llanina, who often reads the lesson there. Jane read for us that beautiful description of the first Christian church in Jerusalem, their mutual love and fellowship, their seriousness in learning, their devotion to the breaking of bread and the prayers. I wanted our service this morning to reflect the fellowship within and between our different churches, and so to have more voices than usual. I should perhaps make clear that people simply record their contribution to the service on their phones and then send it to me as an email attachment, so that social distancing is perfectly maintained. If you would feel able to contribute a reading in that way, please do let me know. People have been kind enough to say to me and Sam that it is a help to hear our voices. And the same is true, I am sure, of the other voices which we are missing. Next, I will read a beautiful meditation written by Richard, the worship leader at Newquay, to be shared with friends in this time of lockdown. Then, after the Lord's Prayer, Anthea, who leads worship at both Newquay and Llanina, will lead our intercessions. I sit in my room in lockdown. I see the walls, and I know I cannot go anywhere. Then I become still and let my soul free to see. I see beyond my room. I see beyond the streets, the village, and let my soul look upward. I see the sky, the moon, and the clouds, and then let my soul roam free to see more. I see beyond the sky, beyond the clouds. I soar beyond this earth and see the galaxies, the stars, and the infinite wonders of the immensity of creation. I am in it, in the midst of it, and in there I sense God and his utterly infinite love. I find peace and tranquility in the midst of the chaos of the world. I come to know the peace that only can come from trusting that all rests in God's hands, and I can relax, let go, and let God do his will in my life. I can let go of all my worries and sleep in the peace that only Jesus can bring. Bless you today, tonight, and every night. One thing we have discovered is that when we say the Lord's Prayer together in two languages, it doesn't work as well online as it does in church. So we will say the Lord's Prayer in alternate languages each week, beginning today with Welsh. Then in English, the Lord's Prayer will be said by one of the voices that Jane and I are really missing at the moment. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Entad yr hynnaid yn y nefoedd, sancteddiad y enw, deled y dernos, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw yn barn y beinyddiol, y maddau ni yn dyledion, fel y maddewn innau yn dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eitho ti yw'r dernos, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Risen Lord, you reveal to us the love and radiance of the Father. You bring us the peace that passes all understanding. We rejoice in your presence and in the glory of your resurrection. Strengthen our faith, O Lord Jesus, that we may know you live in eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Our prayers today come from Christian Aid. After 6 weeks of dealing with the impact of the coronavirus, Lord, we give you our grateful thanks. For the health workers tending to the seriously ill, putting the welfare of others before their own, comforting, consoling, and reassuring all those in their care. For the researchers working to find a vaccination, analysing the data and identifying trends. For the supermarket workers, food producers, delivery drivers, teachers, volunteers, and other essential workers. For everyone who is doing their best to help us get through these unprecedented times. For the good news stories of recovery against the odds. For the clapping and the singing from those communities in lockdown. For the recognition that isolation does not mean loneliness. For the internet, Wi-Fi, and telephones that help us stay connected. And for the appreciation of what is truly important. We give you our grateful thanks, Lord. Amen. And we pray for all those who are suffering from COVID-19 or who are anxious for loved ones. For all those who are worried because they have reduced immunity or other underlying conditions. For those who are in the most at-risk category. For those who are running short of funds, for those who have no choice but to go out to work, for those who are lonely and afraid, for those who are having to deal with their grief and sorrow without the support of friends and family. Lord, be their healer, their comforter, and their protector. Be their strength and shield at this uncertain time. And Lord, we name in our heart all those known to us who are having to deal with other health problems. Be with them, Lord, and let them know that they are not alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of heaven and earth, in these times of isolation, apart from loved ones, distant from friends, away from neighbours, thank you that there is nothing in all of creation, not even coronavirus, that can separate us from your love. And may your love that never fails continue to be shared through the kindness of strangers looking out for each other, for neighbours near and far, all recognising our shared vulnerability and need. Keep us all in your care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roar is called up yonder, when the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.
Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roar is called up yonder, we'll be there. When the roar
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
I've spoken to one or two parents who are trying to educate their children at home. It strikes me that it has all the pitfalls of trying to teach your own children to drive, with sibling rivalry thrown in for good measure. And bear in mind that some of these folk are not only trying to educate their children at home, they're also doing their own work from home instead of from the office at the same time. This week's Look on the Bright Side is dedicated to them.
Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps copying my work, miss. What shall I do?
Go and sit in the hall, dear. Go and sit in the sink. Take your books on the roof, my lamb. Do whatever you think.
Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps taking my rubber, miss. What shall I do?
Keep it in your hand, dear. Hide it up your vest. Swallow it if you like, my love. Do what you think is best.
Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps calling me rude names, miss. What shall I do?
Lock yourself in the cupboard, dear. Run away to sea. Do whatever you can, my flower, but don't ask me.